Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Ches. Alicia left off on the second line of daf Ayin Ches Amar Aleph at Tanur Rabbanan. Thank you again, Alicia Graf, for giving the shiur yesterday. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landor in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. And it's also sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yanki Schiffman for Refuah Shleima for Yaakov Yisrael Ben Sivyo, who's having a major procedure on his back today. Yanki Shreva Refuah Shleima, B'soch Shar Chola Yisrael. We look forward to seeing him back in the Zoom on the Shir very, very soon. Today what we're going to discuss, and we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today what we're going to discuss is the following. First, we're going to talk about a case where you have 10 different people that strike a man, that hit a man, and he dies. And we're going to try to compare that to a case of killing a treifa. In what way is that different than killing a person? Meaning, in what way is the last guy different than killing a person who is a treifa? So we're going to discuss the difference between killing a treifa and killing a goses. Then the Gemara is going to have Rava teaching us four different dinim about a treifa. And in each one, or at least in three out of the four, or two out of the four, someone is going to, Ravashi is going to disagree with him. So you have four dinim that Rava teaches about a treifa. Dinim number one and two, Ravashi does not disagree. Dinim number three and four, Ravashi disagrees. The Gemara is then going to explain the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah about putting a snake on somebody and then the snake bites the person. So is that called that the snake is just your weapon, or is the snake that killed the person? So we're going to explain what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is about that. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about what happens if the victim dies, a person assaults somebody else, Reuven assaults Shimon, and Shimon dies, but after some level of recovery. They thought he was going to die, then they thought he wasn't going to die, and then ultimately he dies. So what exactly is Reuven's status when that happens? So the Gemara is going to explain that machlokas about what to do about that in the Mishnah. The machlokas that appears in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain what's behind that machlokas, and that's going to lead to a different machlokas about whether while we're waiting to find out what's happening to this person, what's going to happen to the victim, do we put the assailant in jail? Is there such a concept of putting him in jail while we're waiting to see what's going to happen? So we're going to try to figure out, if we do, where do we learn that from? Do we learn it from the Mekoshesh? Do we learn it from the Megadev? What exactly was the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu Safek about the Mekoshesh and Moshe Rabbeinu Safek about the Megadev? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to connect that to two different psukim that we have in Parshas Mishpatim about the different assessments that might need to be done in a case where someone had assaulted somebody else and the person may or may not die. So let's begin. Second line on the page, on Daf Ayin Chesam Rav, says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Hiku asar b'nei adam basar maklos. If 10 different people come and strike a guy with 10 different sticks, each one comes with their weapon and they beat the guy up. Umeis, and the fellow dies. Whether all 10 were beating him at the same time, or whether it was one following the other, Peturin, they're all going to be Pater. If the guy dies in the end, we don't know who's the one that struck the fatal blow, and they're all going to be Pater. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yudim B'seira Omer B'zeh Achar Zeh Ha'achron Chayiv, that if they strike him one after the next, then the last one is going to be Chayiv as a Rotzeach, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, even though the guy would have been a Goseis anyway without him. But Mibnei Shekiriv is Misa, so yes, he would have been a Goseis from the other people striking him, but the last one who hit him is the one that was Makariv is Misa, so, and that he brought his Misa closer, and that's enough to be Mechayiv him. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Ushnei and Mikra Echadarshu. Rabbi Yochanan says, I see that there's a Machlokas here, I see where each side got their opinion. It's the same Pasuk. They both derived their opinion from the same Pasuk. Why? What does the Pasuk say? The Ishki Yake Kol Nefesh Adam Mos Yumas. So what does the word kol mean in that Pasuk? Rabbanan Savri Kol Nefesh Adi Ika Kol Nefesh. That Kol Nefesh means that a Rotzeach is only going to be Chayiv if the Nirtzach had his entire Nefesh. That you killed the person who had a complete Nefesh. But if he was already beaten up and he was already turned into a goseis by other people hitting him, so part of his nefesh was already taken. So by the time you got to him, he wasn't a complete nefesh anymore. Rabbi Yudim Seira Savar Kol Nefesh
kol du nefesh. The kol nefesh means even if you just take whatever remnant of a nefesh there is, whatever little bit there is left of the person. So even though he was beaten up beforehand and he was ready to go says, so there was only a portion of his nefesh that remains, nevertheless, the person that kills him is going to be chayiv. The Marsha has a little bit of a different interpretation. That's how the Yad Ramah explains. The Marsha explains that it doesn't mean afilu kol shu nefesh, that you're mechayev. It means that according to Rabbi Ben Beseira, even a kol shu who is considered a nefesh, meaning it's a nefesh shlema, meaning that there's no such concept as a partial nefesh. So it's not that you're chayev for even taking away part of a nefesh, it's that a kol davar, whatever it is considered a nefesh. It's always considered a nefesh. The Ran raises the following suffix. How could it be the following question, kasha in this Gemara? How could it be that you have two drushas from the same word, two opinions of the drushas from the same word, that are the exact opposite of one another? That they're going to take the same word in Chumash, and one person is going to darshan it to mean one thing, the other is going to be the exact opposite. Normally, when you have a machlokas, it's because they're looking at two different psukim, and each one uses the other pasuk for something else. Over here, it's the same word. How does the word kol at the same time, in one person's view, mean all, and in the other person's view, mean some? So the Ran explains, because that's part of the way the Hebrew language works. Sometimes you have a word that means two different things. And the word kol, we do find in Chumash, means two different things. Sometimes kol means like the entirety of the thing, like kol tzipor tahora tochelu. And sometimes kol means part of, like lo sechaya kol neshama, or lo sochal kol toeva, means any sort of toeva, any neshama, even any little bit of. So that's why there's machlokas tanoim on this pasuk. What does the word kol mean in this pasuk? Does it mean all of it, or does it mean any part of it? So Amar Rava says, Amar Rava comments, hakol modin barigas atreifa. Everyone would agree that if a person kills a treifa, shu pater, that for that a person is going to be pater, because the treifa is considered like a dead man walking already. Now pater, the Meiri points out, means pater midine adam. He's still going to be chayiv midine shamayim. You're not allowed to go and kill a person who is a treifa, but you're going to be pater midine adam for doing so. The Rav Moshe writes that it's even a violation of lo tirtzach if you do so, meaning it is an act of murder, it just happens to be the kind of act of murder for which you don't get killed. Begoseis bidei shamayim, and everyone agrees that if you kill a person who's a goseis bidei shamayim, meaning no one assaulted him, he's very ill, and a person is dying, he's at a stage of a goseis, and the person goes and kills such a person, shu chayiv. Everyone agrees that you're for sure going to be chayiv for that, because no one had done anything else to the person prior to you, and therefore he was considered fully alive, because whatever nefesh he has left is considered a real nefesh, so that's considered that you're killing the entire nefesh. Our whole machlokas is that the person was already turned into a goseis by other people. So the Rabban compared that to a treifa who is already considered like a dead man walking, and therefore you can be pater. And Rabbi Ben Seira compares that to a goseis b'dei shemayim who's considered like a living person, and therefore if you kill him, you're going to be chayiv. The Yad Ramah raises a question that the Gemara had said previously, that the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda do not disagree about a svara. Is he doma to a treifa? Is he doma to a goseis b'dei shemayim? They argue about a pasuk. Pasuk says kol. What does the word kol mean? Does it mean all of? Does it mean even some of? So how can the Gemara now backtrack and say, no, it's not about the word kol. It's about the Gemara doesn't set, at no point does the Gemara say, no, that Joshua is wrong, or we were mistaken in our understanding of what they're arguing about. We just added in that, because there's this model of treifa and this model of goseis bidei shemayim, so they're arguing about which category the goseis bidei adam fits in. No, they're arguing about a pasuk. So the Yad Ramah explains that the svara alone would not be enough. But since the Rabbanan hold that a goseis bidei adam is more like a treifa, it's more mistaver to them to darshan the pasuk of kol nefesh to mean ad shetia kol hanefesh as opposed to a goseis bidei adam. And Rabbi Yudo's medamah to a goseis bidei shemayim, it's more mistaver to him to darshan kol nefesh that kol shu nefesh. And a goseis bidei adam is included in that as well. So he says that the svara is what drives the drasha, meaning that they were both very well aware that the word kol could mean all of or even some of. How do you know which way to darshan it? So the svara is what drives the drasha. That's what the Yad Ramah understands. So man de medamila l'treifa, the one who compares a gosis p'diadim to a treifa, that is like a dead man walking, ma'itay melo medamila l'gosis p'diadim shemayim. Why didn't he compare a gosis p'diadim to a gosis p'diadim shemayim? So gosis p'diadim shemayim los avid be'maisa. Because a gosis p'diadim shemayim, no one ever did anything to this person. He just became ill. So we say, whatever miktsas nefesh that he has, that's the kol ha-nefesh. That's his entirety of the nefesh. And someone who takes his entire nefesh is going to be chayiv as if you killed a healthy person. Whereas hayis avid be maisa, a ghost of the adam, someone did a maisa. The first people that hit him did a maisa, and they already took away some of his nefesh. Uman de medamilei legosis b'dei shemayim, and the one who compares the gosis b'dei adam to gosis b'dei shemayim, my time alone medamilei l'treifa. Why is a gosis b'dei adam any different than a treifa? No, because treifa mechat chisimanim. A treifa has a particular thing that happened to him that makes him definitely going to die. Meaning he has a hole in a vital organ that's unsustainable. That where life is unsustainable. Where ha lo mechat chisimanim. But it goes to the Adam, he's battered, he's beaten, he's most likely to die, but there is no particular ailment you can point to and say, oh, that's a ticking time bomb, that is what he's going to die from. Meaning a gosis is someone, rove gosis in the Misa. Why is it only rove? Well, we don't say that by a trefa. We assume every trefa is going to die, because a trefa, you can point to what it is, and you say, life is not sustainable with that. Whereas by a gosis, he's beaten, he's battered, he's vulnerable, but we don't know for sure that he's going to die. So Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes, the Chum taught Brisos. They taught in front of Rav Sheshes. V'ishkiyaka kol nefesh adam. Pasuk says v'ishkiyaka kol nefesh adam. Most you must. So when it says kol nefesh, it sounds like kol, even a nefesh kol shu, you're going to be chayiv. Lahavia makes chaveiro ve'in bo kedei lahamis, and that includes a case of someone who strikes somebody else and not enough to kill him. He doesn't hit him hard enough to kill him. Uba acher v'yimiso, and then someone else comes along and actually kills him. Shu chayiv, that the last guy is going to be chayiv. I need a brisa to tell me that. Meaning one guy goes and smacks a guy in the face, and then another guy comes with a gun and shoots him in the head. So you need to tell me the second guy is going to be chayiv? Obviously the second guy is going to be chayiv, even if it still stings a little on his cheek from the first smack. It wasn't kedei lahamis. So says Gemara, in bo kedei lahamis, pshita. Obviously the second guy is going to be chayiv. He killed a living person. He killed a fully alive person. Who cares that someone was chovel him prior to that? Ella yesh bo kedei lahamis, uba acher v'yimiso shu chayiv. No, the chiddush is not ein bo kedei lahamis, that the first person hit him a strike that could have killed the person, and it actually turned him into a goseis. And then someone else came and struck the final blow that actually killed him. So the second guy is going to be chayiv. Ustama k'ribdum b'mseira. And that's assuming, now that's a chiddush, that's assuming like k'ribdum b'mseira, that if you kill a gosis b'nei adam, you're going to be chayiv. Not like the Rabbanan, who held that it's more like a trefa and less like a gosis b'nei shamayim. So that's that brisa is taking a stand in our machlokes. So once we're talking about a trefa, the Gemara tells us Rava has four dinim about a trefa. Amar Rava, Hahorig es a trefa, a person who kills a trefa, Pater. He's going to be Pater because the trefa is considered to be a dead man walking. Utrefa Shaharag, if a trefa commits murder, Bifnei Beis Din Chayiv. If he's stupid enough to do so in front of Beis Din, so he's going to be Chayiv Misa, and Beis Din's just going to kill him. Shalom Bifnei Beis Din, but if he doesn't do it in front of Beis Din, Pater, then he cannot stand trial, he's going to be Pater. Why is it Bifnei Beis Din Chayiv Dichsev V'yarta Ara Mikirbecha? He's going to be Chayiv in front of Beis Din because Beis Din saw what he had done, and they have a requirement of V'yarta Ara Mikirbecha. They need to get rid of any Rotzeach that's there. Tosfos points out that it must be that they saw him during the daytime, because then they could be done based on what they see. But if they saw him at nighttime where they can't be done him, so then even Biyom they can't be done on him and he doesn't get killed. because when you want to be danim during the daytime, based on what you saw at night, you're going to need that. You need to enact edus, and there can't be a kabbalas edus against a treifa. Now, the Aruch Lener raises the question: why does Gemara have to bring a pasuk of viyata harami kirbecha? Why not just say bepashas that they have to kill him because the Torah says you kill a rotzeach? Meaning, why is it a separate din of viyata harami kirbecha? So the Aruch Lener explains that by a treifa you can't be mekayim the regular din of misas beis din because he's already considered like a dead man walking. So the Torah says, granted, he's already considered like a dead man walking, but you need to rid the world of this mazik. Ubiyata harami kirbecha is a separate din. Now, the Rishonim point out that in Makos Daf Yud Beis, the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, which we paskin like, says that a Sanhedrin who sees somebody kill somebody else, we do not that Sanhedrin that witnesses it does not kill him until they bring him to a different Beis Din, and the original Beis Din will act as the Edim. And Rabbi Akiva derives this from a pasuk. Now that seems to be against our Gemara over here. Over here we're saying that a treifa kills someone in front of Beis Din, so that Beis Din itself is going to kill him. Meaning, granted, the Gemara Makos is not talking about a treifa; it's just talking about someone killed somebody in front of Beis Din. But the Gemara didn't just say, "Oh, he did it in front of Beis Din. Beis Din's right here. They might as well kill the guy. They don't even need edus; they saw it themselves." No, Rabbi Akiva says they need to bring him to a different Beis Din. They can serve as the Edim against this fellow. So how come we don't have the same din by a treifa that let the Beis Din that it was done in front of bring him to a different Beis Din? So the Ramban, the Ritva, make a chiluk by a treifa. Since you can't be danim in front of a different Beis Din, that's why we revert back to a viyata harami kirbecha. We resort to viyata harami kirbecha. Meaning, ideally, when we could do din the way din is supposed to be, supposed to happen, then we do that. But if that's not a possibility, we still have the fallback position of a viyata harami kirbecha. And that's what's going on. So when it comes to in front of Beis Din, viyata harami kirbecha, let the Beis Din kill. Shalom b'fnei Beis Din, says Gemara Pater, why? Tavila edu shiata yachal azima. Because if they turn out to be Edom Zomim, you'll never be able to do Vasisim Lokasha Zomim Lasos Liachiv, because they were only they had only testified about killing a person who was already a treifa, who was already a dead man. What would happen to them would be killing healthy people, and you can't. That doesn't match what they were trying to do to the other fellow. So you can't do Kasha Zomim. V'kol Edus Shiata Yachal Azima Lo Shema Edus, and any Edus that you can't be mazim is not considered to be a valid edus. When I woke up this morning, I had a WhatsApp message from a friend of mine in Eretz Yisrael. He said, I got a big problem with today's daf. I don't know what to do with this. He said, the din that you cannot do kasher zamam for because the person that they testified against is a treifa, why does that mean that the whole edus is invalid? Don't we learn at the very beginning of Maseches Makos that whenever you're not able to do kasher zamam, so you just give malkus, meaning edus that are made that someone's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So you can't turn this guy into a ben, or the guy who's made into a ben grusha ben chalutza. Lo, velo lazaro. You can't, even if he's a kohen, you can't turn him into a ben grusha ben chalutza, because that's going to affect his children, and that doesn't fit edus shati achalazima. So normally, when you can't do kasha zamam, you do malchus. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Enochanam, you can't do kasha zamam, but you do malchus. It's a very strong kasha. Tosos Shad, Maseches Makos, says that it's only by other things that the Onesh Malkus is going to be considered Yachal Azima. But if they were trying to kill a person, then Malkus does not take that place. Malkus does not become the Yachal Azima. You have to figure out why that would be the case. Meaning, when I want to make him Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz, okay, Malkus is good enough. But when I want to kill a person, Malkus, for some reason, is not going to be good enough. Tosos and Kesubas Daf Lamed Gimel also ask this Kasha, and Tosos says that Edim that are made on a Trefa do not get punished at all, not with Misa, not b'Malkus, because it was a Gavra Ketila that they were trying to kill. And the Achronim explain that Tosos disagrees with the Tosos Shans. They hold that Edus on a Trefa is simply not Edus, because the guy is already dead. You can't be made on a dead guy. That's why when you were made on a dead guy and what he did, that's not called Edus. That's being a historian, right? you're describing. Oh, and this is what this figure did, and this is what that one did. You're not being made against the person. This is a dead man. It's not Eidos. So we literally view him as if he's a dead man in that sense. Okay, so then the second din of Rava, Viyama Rava, Haroveas a Trefa. If someone commits Mishkav Zachar on a Trefa, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Trefa Sharava, if the Trefa was the one who committed the Mishkav Zachar, so the halacha is Bifnei Bezin, if he did it in front of Bezin, Chayiv. So he's going to be Chayiv Misa. Shalo Bifnei Bezin, but he did it not in front of Bezin, Potter. Why? Bifnei Bezin, Chayiv Dixiv Viatara Mikrebecha. Shalo Bifnei Bezin, Potter, Davila Edushiata Chalazima. Same Svara, that if it was in front of Bezin, so Bezin has to get rid of this evil from their midst. If it was Shalo Bifnei Bezin, it's Potter, because it's Edushiata Chalazima. You're being made against the dead man walking. So says Gemara Hasulam Ali, why does Rav have to tell me the second in Hainuhach? He already, what difference does it make? Whether it was about a trefa committing Ritzicha or a trefa committing Mishkav Zachar, it's the same basic idea that if it's Bifnei Bezdin, you have Viata Rami Kerbecha. If it's not Bifnei Bezdin, so then there's no way to go through a regular court case on this guy. So the Gemara answers, we learned the din of a trefa that's Roveya from the din of a trefa that's Harag, and that's not why Rava said both cases. Haroveya is a trefa, it's Shrichalei. Now the real chiddush of what Rava was saying in the second case was not about a trefa that's Roveya. It's about someone who was Roveya, a trefa, that he's going to be chayiv. Ma'u detema, I might have thought, lavi commanded Mesham Shemes for liftar, that that's not called an act of Mishkav Zachar, meaning that if someone is Roveya as a trefa, there's a word for it in English, someone who has tashmish with a dead person, but I'd rather not learn that word. But so if someone is Roveya, it's ki'ilu, he had tashmish with a dead person, right? So that, and he's going to be pater. So kamash mlan, demishum hana'ahu, va'islay hana'ah. So kamash mlan, that no, the reason you're pater from having tashmish with a dead person is that it's simply not called an act of tashmish amita, because it's just an inanimate body. But if a person is a trefa, it's an animate warm body. So that would still be considered an act of Mishkav Zachar. So that's Rava's Chiddush, that we still consider that to be an act of Mishkav Zachar, a Maisa Tashmish, even though the person halachically is a dead man walking, but in practicality, he has the features of a living person. Third din, V'yama Rava, Edim Shiyidu B'Trefa, Edim that testify that a trefa did an avera for which he's chayev misa, vuhuzmu, and then those edim became edim zomim. So they don't get killed. They were only planning on killing a trefa. He's already a dead man, and therefore they don't get killed. Edim trefa shuhuzmu, edim that they themselves are a trefa, and they testify about a healthy person that he violated an avera for which you're chayev misa, and then they became edim zomim. Neragin, these edim who are trefas, they do get killed. Uviata Rami Kerbecha, we're going to have to kill them. Ravashi Amar Afilu Eidet Trefa Shuzmu Ein Neragin Fi Shein Bezom Mezomin. Ravashi says no. Even if the edim themselves are trefas, they don't get killed for testifying against a healthy person, because there's no zom mezomin. There's no way to be mazim them. Meaning this second group of edim that said to the first group of edim that there were a trefa, Imanu Yisim at that time, and there were mazim them. If a third group of Edom were to come and say to the second group of Edom, how could you be mazim that first group of Edom? Imanu Yisim b'makom ploni. So the second group would not be killed because they were not zomim to be horeg a healthy person. They were zomim to be horeg a trefa, and the trefas can say that these two Edom are trefas, are already considered as if they're dead men walking, and therefore even if the second group of Edom does not become Edom Zomin, the first group cannot be killed based on them, because Einat Yachal Azimah, and it's not considered a valid Eidos. Fourth din, V'yamarava, Shor Trefa Sharak. If a Shor is a Trefa, the Shor is going to die, it's ill, and it kills somebody, Chayiv. The Shor is still going to be Chayiv Misa. The Pasuk says, V'chigach Shor es Ish Oes Isha Umeis Sokol Yisokel Ashar. Right, that there's a halacha that a shar that kills a human being is going to be stoned, and it doesn't make a difference whether the shar is healthy or the shar is a trefa. It's not Eidus Sheyat Yachal Azima, because the Eidim are made on the shar that he killed and are found to be Zomim. The halacha is that they pay the Bala Shar, the value of the shar, because that's what they were trying to be mafsid him. So you wouldn't consider that Eidus Sheyat Yachal Azima either. So if the shar itself that commits the act of murder, that actually kills a person, is a trefa, the shar is still going to be chayiv. Vishar shall adam trefa shaharag, but if the shar belongs to an owner who's a trefa, and the shar kills someone potter, the shar is going to be potter. My timer, why would that be the case? Because Amar Kra, shar yisokel, v'gamba alav yumas. The Torah tells us about the skill of the shar together with the phrase v'gamba alav yumas, that the bailim dies also. Kol heich tekridin v'gamba alav yumas. Any situation where you could have such a thing as the bailim being chayiv misa, then karin be ashar yisokel. Then we could say that ashar yisokel v'kol heicha delo karin be v'gam ba'alav yimas. But in a case where it's not shayich to be done misa on the bala shar because he's already a dead man walking, lo karin be ashar yisokel. So then we don't do ashar yisokel to the animal either. So since over here the bal is a treifa, and had the bal killed someone shalom b'fnei beis din, he would not be killed because he's already considered a dead man. He cannot stand trial. So the same is true of his shar that kills someone that he does not get stoned. Now the Kovetz Shurim Rav Elchanan raises an obvious question. He says the reason the treifa that kills someone is potter is because we don't have edim ksherim that could be made on him, because any edim that are going to come against him are edus shiati yachal azima. But if we know for sure that he killed someone, meaning we don't need edus, we know it without edus, then we do kill the guy. Meaning if it happens b'fnei beis din, we do kill the guy. Why is it that if a treifa kills somebody, that it's potter? It's only because we can never know that he actually killed somebody. Because if I rely on edus, I can't get valid edus, because all the edim are going to be edus shiat yachal azimam. But if I know that he did it, I know for sure that he did it, he did it in front of beis din, then of course we kill the person. So Rav Elchanan explains that the Bailim does not have a chiyuv misa, because a treif is considered a dead man, and it's not shaykh to say a misa is based in. Uviatara mikrabecha is a separate din. It's not a chiyuv misa, meaning there is a ptur that a treif is simply not going to be chayiv misa. The Uviatara mikrabecha is a separate din on the based in to get rid of a mazik from this world. And he says, mevor in the Rambam this way, in this kemam, perikir alach hazayin, that when he explains, why is it not in begedr v'gamba alav yumas, he does not say because if he killed Shalom b'fnei beis din, he'd be potter. He says because the Bailam is a treifa, he's like a mace and he doesn't need any misa. Meaning there's an automatic patur. He's already, you can't kill a dead man. Ravashi disagrees with this din as well. Ravashi amar, afilu shor treifa nami shaharak potter. That even if the shor itself is a treifa, he's going to be potter. My taima, kivin dilu Bailam havo p'tiri, shor nami potter. If a Bailam in that same condition committing murder would be potter, so the shor in that condition committing murder is also going to be potter. Then the Mishnah said, Shisa bas hakelav. We learned in the Mishnah, if you stick a snake on someone, so Tanakama is, so everyone said you're potter, but hishich bas hanachash, if you actually put the snake right on the person's body and the snake then bit in, Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv and the Chum say you're potter. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, kishutim tzilom l'div Rabbi Yehuda, eres nachash ben shinav, who made. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason who's mechayiv the person for putting the snake on the person, we assume that the venom of the snake is right there by the teeth, and therefore it's a maisa ritzicha. It's as if you're stabbing the person. Lefichach makish besayif and nachash pater. Therefore, the human who's putting the snake on the person is going to be chayiv. The nachash is going to be pater. He didn't really have a choice in the matter. The nachash, it just happens automatically. Ledivrei chacham, according to the chachamim, eres nachash me'atzmo humeki, that there is nachash, something that the nachash has to consciously produce. Lefichach nachash peskila, and therefore the nachash is going to be chayiv skila v'am makish pater. But the person who sticks the snake on the other person is going to be potter. So it's a machlokas and metzias. that whether nachash where the venom comes from exactly. So I think that Tiferes Yisrael explains where the venom actually comes from and explains how, based on the reality, each one could view it in a different way. Meaning, there's never a machlokes and metzias. It's always that the metzias is somewhere in between. And the question halachically, exactly how do you view it? Okay, new mishnah. Hamakas chaver, someone who strikes somebody else, bein be'evan, bein be'egrof, with a stone or a fist, vamdu lemisa. And they assessed that that it was a bad enough assault that the victim was going to die. Vehekel mimashahaya, but then he had some sort of recovery. He got a lot better, and they figured, ooh, he might survive. He looks like he's going to survive. And then uliyakum ikan hichbid v'meis, and then his condition took a turn for the worse, and he died. So chayiv, the person who hit him is a rotzeach. He's chayiv misa because the original assessment was that he was going to die, and he did die. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Pater Shraglayim. Rabbi Nechemya says no, he's pater because we see that he didn't die as a result of that strike, because in between he was going to live. In between we had made another assessment that he was going to live. So Tan Rabbanan Azol Dorash Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya had the following drasha on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says V'chi Yiriven Anashim V'hika Ish Esrei Be'Evan Ove Egro V'lo Yamos V'Nafal L'Mishkav. Person strikes another person, he doesn't die, he gets very ill. Im yakum v'yishalich b'chutz al mishanto v'nika hamaka. That if we know that he got better, so then you're going to be potter. Why does the Torah have to tell me that he's going to be potter if v'nika hamaka, if the guy is given a clean bill of health? V'chisala al daitcha shezem ahalich b'shut v'zeh nerag. Would you ever have had a hava amina that one guy is the victim is going to be walking around the shuk and he's happy and fine and good and you're going to kill someone for murder? You're going to convict someone of murder of a living person? Ella zesha amdu lemisa veikel mashaya must be what's the pasuk talking about? Some at our case, some at a guy that we thought he was going to die, and then his condition got better, and then he ultimately died. So that's im yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishanto ulachar kachich b'meis. It got worse, and then he died. True potter. That's what the pasuk is telling me, that he's potter. Okay, great. That's what v'nika maka is teaching me. But the rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Nechemya. They said in that case he's going to be chayiv. So what do the rabbanan do with that pasuk? Rabbanan hay v'nika maka may darshi be. What are they darshan with the pasuk of im yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishanto v'nika amaka? It can't be the simple reading of the pasuk that the guy is all better and then we cannot convict the perpetrator of murder. Of course you can't convict him of murder if there is no murder victim. So what's that pasuk teaching me? So malami chachov shenoso. What it teaches me is that in the meantime, when we don't know what's going to happen to the victim, we lock up the perpetrator in jail. Where does Rabbi Nechemya learn this din of locking him up? Yalef mi mekoshesh. He learns it from not from this pasuk, but from the pasuk of the mekoshesh, that the pasuk says aveinichos obemishvar kilo parash maye yaselo. They didn't know what to do with the guy, so they put him in jail in the meantime. For Rabbanan nami lilfi mi mekoshesh. Why don't the Rabbanan learn it from the mekoshesh? Mekoshesh bar ketalahu. No, the Gemara says you can't learn from the mekoshesh because by the mekoshesh they knew meikara that he was chayiv misa. It says by Chil Shabbos Mechaleh Mosi Mas. So Umoshe Lo Aviyada Katali B'mai. What Moshe Rabbeinu lacked, the knowledge Moshe Rabbeinu lacked was which type of Misa. But there was no doubt that he was going to be Chayiv Misa. They just needed to wait till they could clarify which type of Misa. That's when you put someone in jail. La Fuke Haidu Liyadina Ni Bar Katalu La Bar Katalu. As opposed to our case of someone assaulted somebody else and we're waiting to see what happens to the victim. Is he going to die? Is he not going to die? We don't know if he's a Bar Katalu at all. So that's a suffix whether he's chayiv misa at all. So maybe only when you know that he's chayiv misa, you're chavish bebeis asurim, not in a case where there's a tzad, that he might be pater entirely. So now that I see that there's a difference between the mekoshesh and the rotzeach, and you cannot learn the din of jail from the mekoshesh to the rotzeach, so the Gemara says, okay, so then where does Rabbi Nechemya learn that din from? Rabbi Nechemya yalif, Rabbi Nechemya will learn the din of putting someone in jail, mi megadef, not from the mekoshesh, maybe you can learn from the megadef. The pasuk says, says Vayikov ben Yishai Yisrael es Hashem vayikalel vayivio sol Moshe, and it says Vayinichu b'mishmar lifrosh lahem al pi Hashem, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to figure out what to do with the Megadev, also he was put in jail. And in that case, they didn't know if he was chayiv misa at all, and nevertheless they put him in jail. So that's a valid source for rotzeach, for a case of someone who assaults somebody else, and we don't yet know if the victim's going to die or not. So in the meantime, you put him in jail. So now the Gemara explains, why don't the Rabbanan learn from the din of Chavisha, from the Megadev? Why do they need to learn it from Venika Amake? V'Rabbanan, Megadev Haraz Shah Haisa. They're going to say, no, the jailing of the Megadev was a Haraz Shah, because Moshe Rabbeinu paskin to do this as a temporary measure, but there was no tzivoy from Hashem that this is what you're supposed to do to someone in this situation. Moshe Rabbeinu just made a decision in the moment. So Gemara brings a brisa that proves the point, the chilik between the Mekoshesh and the Megadev. Meaning the Mekoshesh, we said, we knew he was Chayiv Misa. The question is, which Misa? The Megadev, they didn't even know if he was Chayiv Misa. So, Kidetanya, we have a brisa. Yodeo Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshesh Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Mekoshesh was Chayiv Misa. Shenamra Mechaleh Mosi Mas. Eloi Yodeh Beizu Misa Nerag. But he didn't know which Misa. Shenamra Kilo Paresh, because it says, Kilo Parash, Maye Yoselo. Aval Megadev Lo Nemra Bo Ela Lefrosh Lem Al Pi Hashem. The Megadev, it says, it doesn't say Maye Oselo. So it sounds like it just says Lefrosh Lem Al Pi Hashem, which sounds like it wasn't about which type of Misa to do. It's, we're lost. We just don't know anything. We don't know what to do with this fellow at all. So that's the difference between the Mekoshesh and the Megadev. So now the Gemara is going to explain two different Pesukim in Parshas Mishpatim that deal with someone who strikes somebody else. Pasuk says, "V'chiyuriv anashim v'ikayish esrei bevin ovegar v'lo yamus v'nafal l'mishkav im yakum v'salich v'chutz al mishanto v'nika amaka rak shifto yitev v'rapo yirapay." That if you assault somebody but he doesn't die, he gets better, so you give you pay sheves and ripoy. So it sounds like it's telling me that if you're chovel somebody, you're chayiv in sheves and ripoy. And but it could have just said v'ikayish esrei bevin ovegar v'nafal l'mishkav shifto yitev v'rapo yirapay. Why does he have to say v'lo yamus? And it also says im Yaakov v'salich b'chutz al neshanto v'nika amaka, also a little bit extra. So that there must be two drushas to be made. So the Gemara understands that it's coming us. It's that these psukim, these extra words in the pasuk, are teaching us dinim of umdina, that we need to make some sort of assessment to see what's going to happen. So bishlam of the Rabbi Nechamia, I understand very well according to Rabbi Nechamia, who holds that when we assess that the guy is going to die and then he gets better and it looks like he's not going to die and then he gets worse and he dies, the Torah says that he's pater, and Haina Duksivi Treyumdini. That's why it's, there are two Yisurim in the Pasuk, two extra phrases in the Pasuk. Chad Lamdu L'Misa. One is to tell me the case of V'chaya, about a person who they assessed that he would die, and he lived. So the Makkah is going to be pater from Achiv Misa, and we don't say that since he struck him with something that we thought was going to kill him, he's a Rotzeach and he's Chayiv Misa, and the fact that the guy died is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle for him and decided to spare his life, but that should have no bearing on the perpetrator. The Chad, and the second Yisur in the Pasuk of Im Yakum V'Salich B'chutz Al Mishanto tells me Amdu L'Misa V'Heikel Mashahaya, that if they were they assessed that he was going to die and then his illness took a turn for the better, so the Makkah is going to be Pater even if afterwards he actually dies. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, that you cannot learn that if it got better and then he died, that he's Pater, because they hold that he's Chayiv, Trei Umdani Lamali. Why do I have two dinim of Umdana that we learn from two extra words in the Pasuk? So answer the Gemara, according to the Rabbanan, we also need both drashas. Chad Amdu L'Misa V'Chaya, V'Chad Amdu L'Chayim V'Meis. One to tell me a case where we thought he was going to die, but he turned out to live, so the perpetrator is going to be Pater. And the other to tell me a case where we assessed that he was going to live, and it turned out he died, that you also not Chayiv Misa, that you only pay the Shevis and the Ripoy, like what the assessment was, because the assessment was that this would not have been enough to kill him. For Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Nechemia, Darshan's both Yisurim, one from Du L'Misa V'Chay, and one from Du L'Misa and got better and then got worse and he died. If we thought that he was going to live, it didn't seem like he should die from such a strike, and then he died, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that he's potter. Because someone slaps a guy across the face, and they say, take him to Bezin, and they say, are we going to kill him? Why would we kill him? He just slapped the guy across the face. Then it turned out he had some rare condition or something that he ended up dying afterwards. He already was Yotzim Bezin Zakai. If someone strikes somebody else and they thought he was going to die and he lived, they patter him. Amdu lemisa vehekel mashahaya omdinoso omid sheni lemamon. If he was amdu lemisa and then it turned out that it wasn't as bad and he was going to live, so now we have to make another assessment for money. But then his illness takes a turn and he dies. Then we go with the second omed for mamon and he pays for that. Omed does not take him out of the first Omed to consider him Yotzim Bezin Zakai. No, we go back to the first assessment, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. Tanya Idach, Amdu Lemisa, if we assess that he's going to die, Omdinosa Lechayim, and then we see that he got better, and it could be that he's going to live, so now we were Omid Lechayim, and we patter him from Misa. Lechayim, if we thought he was going to live, Ain Omdinosa Lemisa. We're not so sure that in later by making an assessment that he was really going to die. Amdu lemisa vehekel mashahaya. If we assessed that he was going to die and then it got a little better, umdina saw him at shein in the mamon. We have to do a second umdina to see how much to pay. Vim lachra kein hichbid of a mace. And if he then dies, mishalim nezek v'tsar liyorshim. You pay the nezek and the tsar to the yorshim like the omed sheini. Me'imasai mishalim mishah sheikahu. Based on how do we pay the nezek? From the time that he had struck him, we see how much he was worth before that ka and how much he was worth after the hakah, and you give the difference. And we don't say that since at the time that right after the hakah, there was no omed l'mamon, so there is no nezek. No, we still give that nezek. V'stamak Rabbi Nechemya, and this price is assuming stam, like the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, that if Amdu l'misa, and he got a little better, and then he died, that your taka going to be pater. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Chesed Beis.